You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn. This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
All righty, Steve Carroll, and what, Josh Brewster, and then we'll keep it up here, but we've been told we're going to go down to the locker room. There should be a happy bunch of players down there, and we'll have our guests coming up, too. I'm telling you, I've enjoyed these last two games. The team really showed me something after the first two games on the trip.
Yeah, no doubt, Steve. The Ducks salvage a break-even road trip, and who would have expected that after Anaheim was outscored a combined 10-0 in the first two games in Ottawa and Toronto? But the Anaheim Ducks respond with wins in Montreal and in Edmonton, and they do so today despite being outshot 23-2 in the third period. And, you know, it brings to mind the game against the Rangers at Honda Center earlier this season when the Ducks protected a one-goal lead, beat the Rangers 3-2 despite being outshot 19-2 in the third period. So when you have outstanding goaltending, I guess you can get away with that. And certainly the Ducks got that today from Lukáš Dostál, who wins his second game this season, the third of his NHL career. And, boy, was that young 22-year-old good this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about him the entire last six periods of broadcasting, and then came up about poise on Ducks cues, and I think he showed a lot of that today.
He absolutely did. And, you know, the win in Montreal on Thursday night, Dostal stopped 23 of 25 Canadian shots, so 23 saves. Well, today, he doubled that. Yeah. He had 46 saves today against the Edmonton Oilers, and they've got some guys who are pretty good offensively. So a pretty impressive effort by Lukáš Dostal.
I want to see Lukáš Dostal in the next couple of years. He gets better and better with games like this. And the Ducks might have themselves a special find in goal for the foreseeable future, I think.
Yeah, he's a guy that the Ducks have been high on for quite a while, and his development through his time with San Diego in the American League has been pretty steady. The numbers this year aren't pretty, but the Gulls, much like the Ducks, have given up a ton of shots this season and really struggled to win games. But Dostal, despite all that, has performed very well. And, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world for a goaltender to face a lot of shots and, as his career goes, to not necessarily play on great teams because he gets tested more that way. As long as it can be handled mentally, and Lukáš Dostal appears to be doing just fine in that regard. So a lot of excitement about this young man.
All right. Again, we'll be going down to the Ducks locker room. Then we'll have our play of the game, quick review, and Josh Brewster getting ready. Let's go down to the locker room right now, Dan.
Yeah, we are joined by Ryan Strom. And, Ryan, this game today, a gutsy effort by an awful lot of guys in that Ducks locker room. This has to be one where you go in the room after the game, look around, and feel pretty proud of every one of your teammates, huh?
Yeah, you know, the first two periods were real good. I thought the third period they kind of poured it on a bit, but, you know, we did what we had to do. Obviously, it's the end of a long road trip and, you know, long travel day yesterday. Early start, but we came out, we played hard, and, you know, it's nice to get rewarded for a good hard effort. I think, like you said, everyone brought their, you know, their attention to detail, and, you know, maybe our legs weren't there at times, but we grinded them down and found a way.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously there is a huge physical challenge playing in the National Hockey League, let alone when you're going up against players the likes of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. But, Ryan, what about the mental aspect of this? Because you know against these guys, you can't afford to take a second off.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. I think you saw that in the third period. Connor was able to draw a few penalties, and one was on me. And you kind of, you know, like you said, you take your attention to detail off, and you can be physically dialed in. But if you, you know, split second, he's so quick and can turn and can draw you into penalties and openings. So, you know, that's why he's the best player in the world. And I thought overall our guys did a really good job, though. I think, you know, sometimes it's just containing more than shutting him down. And I thought 5-on-5, we had a pretty good night against those guys.
Well, one of the guys who had a pretty good game was your goaltender, Lukasz Dostal. 46 saves this afternoon, and we've seen him a little bit now. How impressed are you with what he's been able to do here this week?
Yeah, you know, especially as a young guy, he came into a couple tough situations this trip and played well. Obviously, Montreal's an intimidating building, and coming in the second half of a game in Toronto against a powerhouse team, and same here again at Edmonton. He stood tall to the challenge, and looks very confident. And I think he's one of those kids that just wants more and more. And that's exciting to play in front of. And hopefully he can build off some of that confidence and keep it going. He's gonna have obviously a bright future. And if it just takes it one game at a time, one day at a time, keep working, I think he's going to have a long career.
Well, Ryan, listen, you had a big goal today near the midpoint of the second period. Just take us through that play, if you would.
Yeah, I just went out to the point to try to play the D, and I saw him kind of loading up his backhand and read it and was able to pick it off. I think he might have fanned on it a bit. And the last few breakaways I've had, I haven't been able to score, so that one felt good to see it go in. And, a big point in the game for us, I think, to get a two-goal lead at that point helped us out a little bit. And, like I said, at the end of a road trip, I think it's just good to have a good effort from all the guys and, feel good flying back home now and have a day off and reset with the family and be ready to go against the Kings.
Well, absolutely. And you are going home with a winning streak under your belt. So that's got to feel good.
Yeah, 100%. My dad, I was a little disappointed after the Toronto game, as most of the guys were. And he said, let's go split the trip, and we did, so we got 4-8. We'll take it.
Well, there you go. We will give some kudos to Mr. Strome for that prediction.
There you go.
Ryan, thanks very much for the visit. Job well done.
Thanks, fellas. See you on the bird.
Yes, all sir. Right.
It'll be in just a few minutes. Let's get to some of the scoring here, and then, of course, our play of the game. And, Dan, it wasn't a good start as far as falling behind early. Edmonton got the first goal of the game.
Yeah, the Oilers broke on top at the 5:07 mark. Defenseman Darnell Nurse with a shot from the left point. There was significant traffic right in front of Lukasz Dostal. Nurse's shot beat him glove side. The fifth goal for Darnell Nurse. Derek Ryan with the lone assist. That made it 1-0 Edmonton.
All right. Then it was the Anaheim Ducks coming back to tie up the game later on in that first period.
Yeah, terrific play here by Ducks rookie Mason McTavish, who carried the puck across the slot from right to left, drew two Edmonton defenders toward him, and that left Sam Carrick wide open in front. McTavish with a nice little dish, Carrick the tap-in for his first goal of the season. McTavish and Jason Megna the assists. That tied the score 1-1 at 14:37.
Power play time for Anaheim, and they convert.
Troy Terry drew a cross-checking penalty on the aforementioned Darnell Nurse, and the Ducks able to capitalize. Cam Fowler with the power play goal. For Fowler, his third power play goal of the season, his fourth overall. He took a nice feed from Mason McTavish, who picks up his second assist, and McTavish with a long straight-on one-timer. Troy Terry and Adam Henrique in front of the goaltender. And that's the way it's supposed to work. That made it 2-1 Ducks at 17-19.
All right. Second period. Ducks increased the lead.
They did, and this was the goal we talked to Ryan Strome about just inside the Anaheim blue line. Strome able to poke the puck away from Oilers defenseman Evan Bouchard, and then Strome set sail on a breakaway. Didn't try to get too fancy here. Just snapped a shot glove side on Stuart Skinner. Strome the unassisted goal, his eighth of the season. That made it 3-1 Ducks at 8:31.
So, later on in the second period, Edmonton gets a power play goal.
Yeah, the Ducks were shorthanded after a cross-checking penalty on Trevor Zegras, and in the waning seconds of the second period, the Oilers able to capitalize and pull within 3-2. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins burying a puck in front for his 15th goal of the season. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl the assists at 19:32. So we went to the third period with the Ducks on top 3-2.
Edmonton scores a power play goal to get it all tied at 3.
Yeah, 5-on-3 power play goal. The Ducks two men short after tripping penalties on Ryan Strome and Ducks defenseman Dmitry Kulikov. It would have been a 46-second 5-on-3, but the Oilers needed only 34 of those seconds. Connor McDavid on the weak side burying a feed from Leon Draisaitl. McDavid gets his 28th goal of the season. Draisaitl and Tyson Barrie the assists. So at 2:06 of the third, we were tied 3-3.
Then next, our play of the game brought to you by PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. It's the goal by Klingberg at 6:08 of the third. Puck knocked free, and Anaheim's Jakob Silverberg tossed ahead to the Edmonton line, trying to look for Vetrano. A turnover by the Oilers. Ryan Strom, a shot. Kind of a half turnaround shot to the circle. Left to the goal. Getting a piece of it, Skinner. And then a shot from way out is in. A shot way out. Nurse smiles in abundance there as the puck was shot by Klingberg, and it beats Stuart Skinner from way out, and the Ducks have a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, this puck just kind of came up the right wing wall, and John Klingberg near the hash mark just sort of flung it toward the net, and the Ducks got a fortunate break here because Oilers defenseman Evan Bouchard was in front, probably screened his goaltender, Stuart Skinner. Klingberg winds up with his fourth goal of the season. Frank Vetrano and Ryan Strom with the assists on that goal at 6:08 that stood up as the game winner. Klingberg now with three goals in the past two games, and he's had the game-winning goal in each of the past two games in Montreal and here today in Edmonton. Klingberg becomes just the second defenseman in Ducks history to score game-winning goals in consecutive games. The only other Ducks D-man ever to do that was Sheldon Soure in February of 2013. And in fact, only one other defenseman in the NHL this season has scored game winners in consecutive games. That was Brett Pesce with the Carolina Hurricanes in late November.
Hey, if Josh is ready now, maybe we can just get a post-game comment from him because we're a little short on catching the bus. And then, of course, he can start his Duck Call segment. If Josh is there, can you give us a minute or two of what you thought of this one?
Well, I'll tell you what, the lowest shots on goal total of the season, only 17 for Anaheim, yet we walk away with the win. It's the third time we've allowed 49 or more shots against, and somehow we managed to win. What a great defensive effort. The sacrifice was there, and hey, we're 3-0-1 now, leading after two periods. It was a gutsy effort against the club that it brings a lot of power, and so hats off to the Ducks. This was a real gutsy performance.
It really was, Josh. And of those 49 Edmonton shots on goal, 15 of them came on the power play. Edmonton with six power play opportunities this afternoon. The Ducks managed to kill four of those penalties. One of the Edmonton goals, of course, from Connor McDavid, scored 5-on-3. So it was not easy by any means. And the Ducks, as Ryan Strome so eloquently put it, they found a way.
All right, Josh, we look forward to your Duck Call show. We're heading back to Southern California and glad to be coming back. So good job today, as well as everyone else involved in the broadcast. Folks at Skyview, Jerry up here in the booth in Edmonton, outstanding job. For Dan Wood, for Josh Brewster, I'm Steve Carroll. The Ducks win a pretty entertaining game over the Edmonton Oilers, 4-3 in their building. Be up in L.A. on Tuesday night. And you've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey tonight and all season long on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now. If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available, with live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hey, with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is
ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
He delivers the first foray, a couple of rights.
Nothing pushes the momentum of a hockey game forward like a good fight. And if you love that drama, you'll love listening to Court TV right on TuneIn, where you can stream crime news and live trials in audio form. Plus, you can also stream top news headlines brought to you by Newsy. TuneIn is the destination for your ducks and the best place for crime news and breaking headlines. Hear it all here.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. That's 714-940-2888. Today, Ducks 4, Oilers 3 in regulation. Boom! A big, big road win for the Anaheim Ducks, and Lukáš Dostál is absolutely the star of the show. What a great goaltending performance and a very gutsy effort, especially defensively. Lots of good stuff to talk about today. A very formidable opponent. They threw the house at us, and we got out of there with a win through some hard work. All right, 714-940-2888. I want you to pick up that phone. If you want to win a couple tickets, two tickets, to go see the Ducks play the Calgary Flames Friday the 23rd, this Friday, it's going to be a great day at Honda Center. And if you'd like to be there, free o charge, give me a call, and we're going to do a little trivia, and we'll see what you know about the Ducks. Don't worry if your knowledge isn't too extensive. I want to put you in these seats, but we're going to play a little trivia, see if you can win. 714-940-2888. You call me now, and I'll get you on, but you got to call now. 714-940-2888, and you will be seeing the Ducks play the Calgary Flames. Well, what do you know? The Ducks have won two straight games, and Lukáš Dostál has won two straight games. This was a spectacular goaltending performance by Lukáš. I can point out a few saves, but there are so many of them. We're outshot 49-17, the lowest shot total of the year. But boy, did we make our shots count. Two straight game-winning goals by John Klingberg. And by the way, as I keep saying, I like when he plays with Cam Fowler. And that goal, that game-winning goal today, came when he and Cam Fowler were on the ice together. Lukáš Dostál, what's there to say? Huge first-period glove save on Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And then it just goes on and on and on. Huge save on 55 of Edmonton in close. Dylan Holloway. Sorry about that, Dylan Holloway. It just goes on and on. Then he's got a huge glove save on Draisaitl in the third during a penalty kill. More and more and more. Another big save on Zach Hyman, who's been absolutely on fire this year playing on the top line. And then he gets, which of course was a left pad save and a glove save on Hyman's rebound. A double dose there when we needed it late in the game. I'll tell you what, this kid is earning his stripes, and he is climbing the ladder here into the National Hockey League. All right, if you want to go see the Ducks play the Calgary Flames, give me a call at 714-940-2888. Shots in the aggregate, listen to these numbers, 82-38. On the game, it was 49-17. But in the aggregate, shots total, all shots blocked, missed, 82-38 for the Edmonton Oilers. In the second and third period, shot total 38-9 in favor of the Oilers. This was a very good defensive effort. A lot of sticks in lanes. A lot of sacrifice in front of Lukáš Dostál. Just guys laying it out there. and taken everything that Edmonton was throwing at us. And I'll tell you what, you know, it's very hard to stay out of the penalty box against this club. And as you know, this Edmonton club, they were 2 for 6 on the power play today. We took too many penalties, but I got to tell you, I think they were earned by the Oilers, quite honestly, with their speed. You can see why they get so many opportunities, and you can see how powerful they are. They're just an absolute powerhouse. And I'll tell you, we did a good job against a goaltender who, similar to Lukáš Dostál, is really coming up, is Stuart Skinner, who has supplanted Jack Campbell as the number one goaltender in Edmonton's net after Campbell was given a big contract by the club. So it's been an interesting year in Edmonton. And I'll tell you, we started off, Sam Carrick, thank goodness, finally gets on the score sheet. It's got to boost his confidence. Really nice job by Jason Megna to keep that puck in the zone and to get it over to Mason McTavish, who delivers a beautiful fake and a pass back over to Sam Carrick. And Sam Carrick converts to make it 1-1 after Darnell Nurse had scored early. Again, the response here was good. We had real good response when we were up 2-0 in Montreal. They come back and tie it. How will the Ducks respond? Will the body language change? Will they start to sink? They don't. They come back and they make it happen. All right, I'll tell you what. On this game, I remarked to Dan and Steve earlier, you know, I really liked the top line, our top line against their top line. Now, that's, of course, the McDavid line against the Troy Terry line. It's kind of hard to get the matchups you want against their top line. First of all, you're on the road, and you get the last change, or they get the last change, that is, they get to dictate. But, you know, he plays so much, McDavid. Tonight he pulls 25 minutes of ice time. Leon Draisaitl, 26 minutes of ice time. Zach Hyman, 25. So it's hard to, you know, hard to get the matchup that you want. But I really thought that Troy Terry and Trevor Zegras, when they were out there against Edmonton's top line, I thought they did a really good job of it. So, you know, hats off to our top line. Trevor Zegras, you know, he got a cross-check penalty during the game in the second period late. If you've noticed, he's been throwing a lot of cross-checks. He just happened to get called. You know, he hasn't been afraid of mixing it up. He's not the biggest guy, but he hasn't been afraid of mixing it up. Give me a call here at 714-940-2888. We've got a big, big win for the Anaheim Ducks. And as I mentioned earlier, wow, it has been so rare that we have led after two periods, but today we did tonight. We are now 3-0-1 leading after two periods. And just to show you how important it is, Edmonton is now 3-12-0 trailing after two periods. So it's an important statistic. It's very important to keep that momentum going from the second into the third period. Cam Fowler, hats off to you. Another goal by a defenseman. This is what we need. Two assists by Mason McTavish today. He was just spectacular. So Fowler scores to make it 2-1, and we take the lead late in the first period. And what I liked about this play, I keep talking about creating chaos in front of their net, and it's a double screen. Adam Henrique and Troy Terry screening, and then more distraction from a couple of Edmonton defenders. So we had to like that there. All right, we move on in the game, and at the midpoint of the game, it's interesting how the shots turned out. The midpoint of this game, the shots were 17-14 Edmonton, and the score was 3-1 Anaheim on Ryan Strome's goal, which was a beautiful steal at the blue line from Evan Bouchard. And he goes in alone against his old club for whom he played 100 games, and he gets the big goal. So at the midpoint, oddly enough, it was just 17-14. Interesting, at the midpoint, you're 17-14, and then at the end of the game, it's 49-17. So from the midpoint of the game until the end of the game, the Ducks only had 3 shots on net. But the sacrifice on defense, and I keep bringing up that word sacrifice, it is so key if you want to win in this league. Absolutely key. And the Ducks did it. And look, there were some desperate times, but Lukáš Dostál was there. And very game effort today by Lukáš Dostál. All right. We have a caller. Hello, Hayden. Are you there? Hello, Hayden.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah, hi. Is this Hayden?
This is. Sorry, I think it cut out for a second.
That's okay. I got you now. Hayden, would you like to play for two free Ducks tickets to the game against Calgary on Friday night?
I would love to.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Before I hit you with the trivia questions, let me ask you this question. Give me your take on this big win in Edmonton before we roll into the contest.
I will. I'll take a win against Edmonton any chance we can get. I think the Ducks have played a couple of great road games coming off the win against Montreal on Thursday. Like you said earlier in the show, I think a really gutsy win against a good Edmonton club. And really nice to see John Klingberg coming to life for the Ducks here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, you know we're going to be getting more out of Klingberg. It's just a matter of when. I again will repeat, I really like the combo with him and Fowler. But regardless of who he plays with, give him more minutes. And he was just saying on the interview after the game, you know, my priority is keep shooting. So I hope he does, because there's a reason he makes what he makes. He makes $7 million on this year. He had a great career with the Dallas Stars, and we definitely need the goals by defensemen. All right, Hayden, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the city of Orange.
All right, Hayden, are you ready to play our game?
I'm ready to give it a shot, Josh.
All right, let's do it. This is for two tickets to see the Ducks play the Calgary Flames Friday night. Hayden from the city of Orange, you are standing on the cusp of greatness. Here it is, Hayden. name a Duck, name an Anaheim Duck, other than Trevor Zegras, who wore the number 11.
I'm going to go with Saku Koivu.
Hayden, you are a winner. All right, Hayden, I'm gonna give you an applause track. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm applauding you here. All right, Hayden.
Thank
was
you.
That easy or what? Wasn't too tough, right? Saku Koivu.
No,
and, of
no.
course, what's that?
No, not too tough.
Saku Koivu, Valerie Karpov, Sean Antoski, Matt Cullen, Kip Miller, Andy McDonald, Jeff Fries, and Mark Schwenard, Matthew Schneider, Brandon Peary, or Daniel Sprong. So not too tough, not too tough. All right, Hayden, you've been a Ducks fan for a long time?
Yeah. Grew up in Orange County, been following the Ducks my whole life.
Great.
Been a tough couple of years, but I think long-term, things still look pretty good as long as we continue the development of these young guys.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, Hayden. We've had some tough times, but this kind of effort, you keep getting efforts like this, you're going to be all right. All right, Hayden, I want you to do this. I'm going to take a commercial break. What I want you to do is hang on the line. I need you to talk to my engineer, Quinn, and you're going to, you know, spell your name and give the right digits, make sure he's got all the information right. He's going to need your name and phone number, and Quinn was going to take all that down during the commercial break, so don't hang up, okay?
Excellent. Thanks, Josh.
All right, congratulations, Hayden. Let's take a break here on Duck Calls, 714-940-2888. Congratulations, Hayden. You're a winner, and I will be right back after this commercial message on Duck Calls. Big win today, 4-3, Ducks over the Oilers, and it's big shots by Edmonton, but we overcame it, and we're going to get out of here now, and I will come back with more hockey talk. And we'll be talking with my special guest, Mr. Dave Pagnotta, from the fourth period. I'll be right back after this on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Ducks fans. No one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
When the Ducks want fresh, healthy food fast, they go to Fresh and Lean. Fresh and Lean makes organically sourced meals prepped by top-notch chefs, ready in under 3 minutes. Plus, you don't have to shop, chop, or cook anything. Their meals are delivered fresh, never frozen, so all you have to do is heat and eat. Fresh and Lean has delivered over 25 million meals nationwide, but they're locally based right here in Anaheim. Go to freshandlean.com to get $20 off your first order and free shipping. Fresh and Lean. It's better when it's real.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit hegetsus.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Thank you so much.
That's the sound of Wendy getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be providing her groceries during the holidays. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And during Happy Honda Days, we can help you too with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Pilot or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, length of contract limited. Expires 1/3/23.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
On the ice or in the room, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Dave, how you doing today, buddy?
How are you?
Good, 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 good. All right, we got to turn Dave up a little bit. Dave, the Ducks won a big game today against a very powerful foe, 4-3 in Edmonton. A very, very gutsy effort.
Yeah, you know, look, this is for a lot of teams that are in contention or trying to, you know, battle for a playoff position, like the Oilers are. This is a bit of a trap game situation. You know, for them, you take a team like the Anaheim Ducks, and they're going to come and there's enough potency within this lineup to still bite you in the backside. So if you're not, you know, up to snub, you know, this is the National Hockey League. You can't be in a position to take anybody for granted. So as soon as you do that, your opponent's going to get you, and that's what happened tonight. or this afternoon, rather, in a 4-3 win for the Ducks.
Indeed, and I'll tell you what, we've had a little breakthrough here with John Klingberg over the last couple of nights in Montreal. He scores 2 goals. He gets the game-winning goal in Edmonton today. He gets the game-winning goal to cap it off at 4-3. We've got to have that. We need goals by defensemen. Of course, we put a lot of dough on John Klingberg, and it's been a rough start for him. It's been a rough start for the Ducks, but he is certainly a player who, you know, if you need goals by defensemen, he is definitely one of your key guys.
Oh, without question. And you know, I think there's no sugarcoating. And I mean, signing the 1-year contract with the Anaheim Ducks at that point, after turning down some longer-term deals via free agency before he ultimately chose to sign that 1-year deal. You know, this was strategic on his part and strategic for the Ducks as well. That if they're, you know, in a position to compete for a playoff position, you hold on to them and hope to potentially sign into a longer-term deal. And if things, you know, kind of fall off the rails, then you utilize him as a trade deadline asset and move him out and bring in some younger pieces, some draft picks, go through the you know, kind of retool, rebuild that you're going through right now. And another asset that Pat Verbeek can utilize in trying to replenish the farm and replenish the roster moving forward for this club. So now that you start to see him, and everybody knows he had a slow start, but like you said, getting going, especially the last few games, creating more offense, he brings that to the table on a regular basis. And now you start, you know, see his name up on the score sheet a little more often, that will without question raise his value. And given the position that the club is in at this point, you know, over these next few months leading up to the March 3rd trade deadline, he's certainly going to be a player that teams are going to look at as somebody that they want to bring in to provide some extra scoring punch from the back end for their club going down the stretch and into the postseason.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, certainly after a victory this big, we've got to talk about the man of the hour, and the man of the hour is Mr. Lukáš Dostál. He's 2-0 in his first 2 starts of this season. And I'll tell you, you know, with John Gibson and Anthony Stolarz both on the shelf for this, you know, third round pick from the 2018 draft, we've cooked him up a long time. He's a Czech goaltender. We've cooked him up a long time in San Diego. He's definitely earning his stripes. And when you make 46 saves against the Edmonton Oilers on the heels of beating Montreal in Montreal, I think Lukáš Dostál, he could end up as one of the 3 stars of the week.
Oh, look, the way that this guy's performing, like you said, you know, third-round pick, 22 years old now, and is now getting, kind of thrown into the fire in terms of NHL action. But, you know, some guys do well when they're learning in pressure cooker situations. And for the Anaheim Ducks, and given the injuries to their goaltending, to have this guy come in and step up and have the night that he had, or the afternoon rather, that he had with 46 saves on 49 shots against the Edmonton Oilers, when you've got 97 Connor McDavid and 29 in Leon Draisaitl coming at you, this is, among others, but this was a heck of a performance for him, a confidence builder, no question. And you know, you're seeing some of the future coming at you a little, you know, earlier than anticipated, but you know, holding his own without question. And today was just a really good performance by him to keep his team not only in it, but to get to a position where you can get a W.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's also talk about a player who, you know, I know you're up there in Toronto, and I know that you have a close eye on the juniors and also the World Juniors. And you know, Mason McTavish had a tremendous World Junior tournament, yeah. World Junior Championship, and he got 2 assists today, played a very strong game. He's now 4 goals, 14 assists for 18 points. He's one of the real good-looking rookies. I mean, there's a list. You've got Matty Beniers and Logan Thompson and the Kotchikov kid playing in Carolina, Shane Pinto starting to heat up again after going cold. What do you think of Mason McTavish? Because, I mean, you know, all Canadian hockey fans are well aware of what Mason McTavish can do. And now he's starting to get more responsibility, more ice time, playing center, getting regular shifts here in Anaheim.
Yeah, he is. And like you said, you're seeing his ice time continuously increasing. I mean, it's fluctuating a little bit, but you're getting an increase in ice time, which means an increase in responsibility. And for a player first year in the National Hockey League full time, like you said, a lot of people know what he was capable of doing at the junior level, at the World Junior Championship. Now to do it in the National Hockey League and to get consistent minutes and to get consistent responsibility, and that's going to continue to increase. I mean, you know, this is as shaky as the first third of the season has been for the Ducks. There are a lot of bright spots on this roster. Without question, Mason McTavish is one of them where you're getting to see him, you know, performing well. He's throwing the body as well. He's not afraid to do that. He's not afraid to get himself in front of the opposition and block some shots either. He's a well-rounded player that will continue to improve from that element in terms of being an all-around type player. Forget about the offense for a second, but being able to be in those types of situations to you know, like I said, throw the body, block some shots, get into the dirty areas and create opportunity. You're seeing it right now, just 31 games into the season already, or 32 now with 18 points. You're going to start to see that offense continue to increase and the numbers continue to increase as well. First year in the league, this is a top league. So to be able to produce it at the level that he's doing right now and to garner more responsibility from the coaching staff and to have the coaching staff recognize that this is a player that's earning it at this young age, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg for this 19-year-old.
We've got a couple other guys. I want to get to some NHL stuff with you, Dave, but before I do, there's a player or two on the roster here that I want to talk to you about because they're interesting studies. You know, I often remind folks that it takes a lot longer to develop a hockey player than you think. It's not that right. Common for an 18-year-old to come in and just set the world on fire, okay? Not everybody's going to be Connor McDavid, and it takes time. Well, right. Troy Terry's a fifth-round pick. And he comes in here, and you saw what he did. You saw what he did last season. He's a fifth-round pick in 2015. You saw what he did last season. But it's a reminder of how tough this league is and how young we draft. Give me your thoughts on Troy Terry, because I think he's headed to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers, 28 points going into this season. He's coming off a season in which he had 37 goals last year. With the Anaheim Ducks, you're right. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time to develop and to get acclimated to the National Hockey League. You know, you can come in there as an 18-year-old and, you know, be thrown into the fire and be anticipated because there's so much hype based on how you performed in junior, or how you performed in the AHL. You come in there 18, 19, 20 years old, it's a bit of a shock to see the pace of play that these guys have to deal with on a regular basis. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get going. You're not going to hit right away at 19, 20. You've got to take a little bit of time to develop, to experience, to, you know, not everybody physically matures at the same age. So it takes a little bit more time for you to get into that position and then start producing offensively with the talents that you've got as part of it. You know, not a huge kid, but this is a guy that is you know, he took a little bit of time, he beefed up a little bit, and now he's a key contributor for this team. As I said, 37 goals last season. It's a lot in the National Hockey League, producing 20 goals, let alone 37. So to see that, to have him rebound again this season and be almost at a point for game pace, as I said, this is a situation for the Ducks. You look at, forget about the standings, you focus on some of the bright spots on this team so far this season in the first third of the year. And this guy is definitely at the top of the list.
All right, Dave, you know, everybody, you can catch Dave's writing at thefourthperiod.com. It's a great site. Dave, let me talk to you about something you wrote about recently, and I think it's of great interest to all NHL fans. It's about Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. And you're reporting on the fourth period that they're expected to meet with the Chicago Blackhawks management after the new year to discuss their futures with the club. Everybody's walking around with the assumption that both Kane and Toews are headed elsewhere. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I can see why. I can certainly see why that would happen. But it's interesting. You would publish that they're expected to actually talk about this with the brass in the new year.
Yeah, it's going to be at some point in January. They're going to have a discussion. Those two players, they share the same agent in Patrick Kane. Over at CAA, they're going to have a conversation with management in Chicago at some point next month to at least give everybody an update, see everybody on the same page and have an understanding as to how the future may potentially play out. You know, there was a lot of reluctancy last season from both of those guys, in terms of potentially going elsewhere or at least contemplating the potential of a move. And both of them said, you know what, especially Patrick Kane, I'm just not ready for it. I want to figure things out. They had another year left on their deal, which is this season. So now they're in a position where they can have that discussion, know what their options are going to be. There are a lot of teams that have expressed interest in both of these players, and they've relayed that message to the club. So basically, it's, you know, and I know a lot of people are all looking at the New York Rangers as the prime candidate, you know, potential at the top of the suitor list for Patrick Kane. There are other legitimate, realistic options to kind of bring him. And the Dallas Stars have been very interested and have expressed their interest in Patrick Kane going back to the summer. And there are other teams as well. You throw Toronto in the mix, Edmonton. There are other clubs in the mix as well. Colorado and so on. Boston in both Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. So next month, they'll regroup. They'll understand what their options are. And then they'll determine when they feel comfortable enough to accept the move elsewhere. Or, you know, they may say, you know what, I still don't want to do it. I want to run up my contract, and then I'll worry about things afterwards. But that conversation will definitely happen next month. And then, you know, we'll have likely a clearer indication. My guess is going to be around All-Star weekend or just after. Well, they'll have a clearer indication as to what the future may hold for either of these two players.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And what makes it even more interesting is that, you know, they've both won three Stanley Cups. It's not like, you know,
right,
a Ray Bork situation, right? Let's move on. We've heard a lot about Bo Horvat recently, and I've discussed this. Can you really quickly tell me what the situation is with Bo Horvat, and do you think anything is actually moving on that front right now, or do you think that's something that happens in the 11th hour?
Well, the quickest version is he's looking for over $8 million a season, and the Vancouver Canucks have offered him around $7 million a season on a seven-year term. So there's still a considerable gap, between the two parties. I know in the grand scheme of things, you're looking at, you know, that type of money, whether you're making $7 million or $8 million bucks a season, you know, what's the big deal? Well, it's still, without question, it's a lot of money. So, you know, that's basically where things are at this stage. So now the Vancouver Canucks are basically looking around the league to see, all right, what are the options? Who is seriously interested? How can we figure something out? I know there were some reports this week about maybe looking more so on a hockey-type trade, talent-for-talent kind of swap. That doesn't always align when you're dealing with a player in the final year of his contract, which is what Bo Horvat is. So you're basically looking to see, is there a team that's willing to move off a young roster player that is going to be a centerpiece to a potential deal for this particular player who's having a career year, no question. I think he's fourth or fifth in the league in goals at this stage. When you look at the track record, and I can understand the hesitancy with respect to the Canucks in terms of trying to offer him, you know, the money he's looking for, the reluctancy to give him the money he's looking for, because you look at his track record, a 50-60-point consistent-type player, all of a sudden he's exploding this year in a contract year. Again, I understand their position, but at the same time, I understand for Horvat's position and that of his agent to capitalize on a fortuitous situation based on his numbers. So, you know, right now it's a numbers game, but the Canucks, for the time being, they're looking at their options and looking to see what's available to them later on. I don't think we're going to see a deal anytime soon. The holiday roster freeze, kicks in next week. Or actually in a few days, I believe on the 20th or the 27th. And I don't anticipate much happening league-wide, quite frankly, you know, this month. Likely start to see things once the calendar flips to January, and that's certainly going to affect the future of Bo Horvat here in Vancouver.
All right. Well, Dave, I'll tell you what. We've one more thing before I let you go. It's an interesting situation. The other night we took a pretty brutal beating in Toronto, 7-0. They hung a touchdown and an extra point on us.
Yep.
And Ilya Samsonov was in net for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And tonight, the Capitals and the Maple Leafs are going at it Just checking the thing here. Well, we do not have. Okay, the Alexander Ovechkin is looking for his 801st goal, and if he gets it, they're underway right now. If he were to get it tonight, he'd be getting it against his countryman, Ilya Samsonov, and Ilya Samsonov is looking for some payback because it was the Washington Capitals who let him walk to the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it heightens the drama in Washington. The game is underway now. What do you think about this situation?
Yeah, it's interesting because they're good buddies too, right? Samsonov played for the Washington Capitals before, as you said, before, you know, they decided to not extend him a qualifying offer, let him walk as an unrestricted free agent, which the Leafs kind of jumped on. I was at that game when they basically, you know, shellacked the Ducks earlier this week. That was a tough one from Anaheim's side of things. But, you know, you look at this player, without question, he wants to get a little bit of revenge against his former team. It's 2-1 right now, about a minute and a half to go in the first period. 2-1 right now for Washington. So, you know, he's certainly going to want to see his team kind of move in the right direction for him and get a couple goals for him to compete for the W. But, you know, with when you're dealing with, you know, records and all these other elements, these little small little storylines, the fact that it's a former teammate, the fact that it's a fellow countryman, you know, which Ovechkin and Samsonov, and they are buddies, you know, from playing together for a number of years, it adds a little extra spice to the mix. So, you know, certainly Ovi would love to be able to get this, regardless of who's in net. But, you know, sometimes you can stick it to a former teammate and you get a little, you know, little extra muscle on him as the season kind of progresses. And as his career kind of progresses, too. Because you can always say, hey, remember that time I scored my 801st against you? Remember that? That was a good time.
Yeah, you call Ovechkin can call him at 3 o'clock in the morning a few years from now and say, hey, you remember when it scored that 801? Oh, that was a tough one, wasn't it? Yeah, click, good night. Hey, Dave Pagnotta, it is always a pleasure anytime you can appear on Duck Calls, and we look forward to watching you on NHL Network television and also listen to you on Sirius XM. And folks, everybody go to thefourthperiod.com. There's always great stuff there. So Dave Pagnotta, thank you for joining me on Duck Calls.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Dave Pagnotta. All right, let me wrap up here. And by the way, I want to say congratulations to Hayden for winning the two tickets to see the Ducks play the Flames on Friday night. Let me shoot you with some out-of-town scores real quick before I get out of here. Right now, it's the Hurricanes 2, the Stars nothing toward the end of the first period. That's in Carolina. The Rangers and the Flyers are tied 1-1 at the end of the first, and what a shocker. John Tortorella has no explanation for this. He's not talking about this, but he benched the Flyers' leading scorer, Kevin Hayes. Let that be a message to the entire Flyers club. Very much in character for the somewhat unpredictable John Tortorella, but boy, that guy can coach. Brandon Hagel and Nick Paul have both scored for the Lightning. It's 2-0 Tampa over Montreal in Montreal right now in the first. It's 2-1 Capitals over the Leafs right now with about a minute and a half left in the first. But as Dave and I were just saying, Ovechkin has not scored yet. If he scores tonight, he ties Gordie Howe at 801 goals. Ilya Samsonov is in the net for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Panthers and Devils are knotted at 0-0 in the first. Earlier today, the Bruins over the Blue Jackets, 4-2 in Boston. The Bruins just keep rolling along. They're only 20 games above 500, by the way, 24-4-2. Senators 6, Red Wings 3 in Detroit. And just to get you going on what is coming up tonight, the Buffalo Sabres are in Arizona at 6 p.m. Pacific. The Predators are in Colorado also at 6 p.m. Pacific. Islanders visit the Golden Knights. Islanders have been coming on. That's going to be at 7 o'clock Pacific. And the Jets and Canucks will tangle in Vancouver. That's where Dave was, by the way, at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then finally, the final game of the night, the San Jose Sharks are downtown in L.A. at Crypto.com to face the Kings. All right, 4-3. What a great day. What a great effort. Let's get out of here. I will talk to you on Tuesday when we play those dastardly crosstown rival LA Kings. Go get them, Ducks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Have a good night.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
For Zegras in, shoot, score!
Are you big on sports? What are we talking about? You're a Ducks fan. Of course you are. So keep yourself in the game on all the sports coverage you love with TuneIn's exclusive Believe 24/7 station, bringing you nonstop Believe podcast content in one handy around-the-clock radio station. So you can stream hot takes and game-changing moments curated just for you while you're waiting for the next Ducks stream game. Listen now, right here on TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Shoot, score!
Hockey is intense. Looking to lower that heart rate between Ducks games? Check out Calm Radio right here on TuneIn. That's right. The same folks who bring you meditation techniques are now bringing their Zen-friendly, instrumental music stations to TuneIn. Stream soothing solo acoustic guitar, beautiful classical arrangements, and more, so that you're calm, cool, and collected for the next Ducks stream game.
Shoot, score!
Hear it here on TuneIn.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That's the sound of Desiree getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting presents for all five of her sister's kids, and we paid for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 0.99% APR financing. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 1/3/23. Length of contract limited.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EAST. T-O-N-S. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Heim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Ducks Stream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.